the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can get us, of course, on iHeartRadio or anytime at RadioMD.com. Just look for, if you will, those that have been filed and indexed, and you can find any of the shows, I think, all the way back 11 or 12 years. Today's an exciting day. Obviously, the guest we have is just wonderful. It's iRules, How to Balance Technology with Slow-Tech Parenting, what every tech-healthy family needs to know about selfies, sexting, gaming, and growing up. Janelle Burley Hoffman, great writer. This is a wonderful book, whether you're have teenagers and are worried about parenting in this new era. I don't think I could have parented. I don't think my wife and I would have known what to do with all the new technology available. This is a book about the rules you set down, how you set them down, why you set them down, how you talk to your children about them, maybe how you talk to each other, your husband, wife, partner, whatever you want, about when to text and when not. I've learned a lot just by looking at it. And she's coming at 1:30 the hour this hour. And of course, I'm not allowed to talk about the second hour, but I can't resist. So Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? And Bridget will be joining us in the second hour. But this hour is exciting because we have a huge group of headlines from both this week and last week to go over. Sunbathing may have similar effects to a drug addiction. If you will, the 8 things nutrition experts wish you would stop saying about food. Obesity and diabetes risks may begin in the womb. Kids who eat the Mediterranean diet are much less likely to be obese. Vitamin D screening wasn't backed by a panel. They said it shouldn't be done on everyone, that everyone should make their individual decisions on it. But clearly everyone should get vitamin D screened because 93% of us aren't getting enough vitamin D. My favorite story this week is actually, well, it's my favorite, but it's one of my favorites, is Washington State. Washington State has 2 choices that will ring true for you and your state. A 10 times higher rate of cancer among its population, particularly those who eat a lot of fish, or a decreased economy. That is, assuming you believe big business in the long-running and little-noticed debate over our fish consumption rate. You probably didn't even know that each state, the governor sets a fish consumption rate. And that depends on what amount, or that determines what amount of PCBs, arsenic, mercury, that run off your streets into your waters and then into the bodies of fish, or into the fish you import in that state, have, and what your chance of developing cancer is from those. If you will, Washington assumed a fish consumption rate to determine how cancer risks are determined for their population, that in turn sets water cleanliness standards. Now, this is all garbly gook, except for Washington sets for their state and their fishes what the fish consumption rate is, which allows how much mercury and other toxins are in their fish, and that fish consumption rate is 6.5 grams a day. That means if you eat, for example, 3 portions of fish a week that are 6 ounces, you get 18 ounces. That is how much greater? Well, it's 1/4 ounce a day, so they assume you're going to get 2 ounces. You're going to get 14 times the upper limits of toxins in your fish if you live in Washington. Now, compare that with Oregon, which sets a different fish consumption rate. That is, the fish consumption rate is 175 grams or 6 ounces. So you could have a 6-ounce piece of salmon every day and still stay without cancer, much more in Oregon than in the state of Washington. Well, the Washington governor is now debating this. They set these standards every year, and there have been a lot of lobbying this year by people in the state of Washington for the FCR to be the normal rate of Oregon, to join Oregon. So this is a major defining moment for Governor Inslee in Washington. When he sets this number, the FCR will set another signal about his willingness to stand up and support human life as opposed to supporting big business. So we'll keep an eye out for what is going on in the state of Washington. Another major study, in fact, the probably the most major story this week, and we're going to get into that right after the break, but I'm going to start with it now, is you getting a do-over and why it's important. Americans, if you will, those over age 65, the data is really remarkable. It has now more than 70% of us over the age of 65 have a chronic disease or are obese, and obesity is considered a chronic disease, but 90% of Medicare funding, 90% of the costs of Medicare go to people with two chronic diseases, such as obesity and diabetes, or obesity and smoking, or, if you will, the current chronic disease of metabolic syndrome that is so common, or asthma and smoking, which are related, of course, or low back pain and smoking, which are related. So the major issue, if you will, or the major thing is that you get a do-over. And that was a study came out this week from our own Wellness Institute, the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Codwell Esselstyn, and, if you will, Bill Clinton is the most famous person probably on his diet who got a do-over. But you can get a do-over, too. What he did is he reported on 198 consecutive patients that he followed who said, I want to go on your plant-based diet, which is not eating anything with a face or a mother. And what happened? Well, remarkably, of the 198 who came and visited him, and so it is a five-hour visit to Dr. Esselstyn. It's a one-time charge, if you will, for that visit. And I think it's paid for by a number of insurance companies, but in any case, it's a one-time visit. And in that five-hour session, he teaches you and your spouse how to have this diet that where you don't eat anything with a mother or a face. So milk, that's out, or added oils, by the way. So milk, that's out because it came from a cow, which has both a mother and a face. And he doesn't have fish. I believe that you can modify this to have salmon. But this was a report of the people who could do this. And it was saying, of 198 people, the remarkable thing is 177 stayed with this for a mean time of 3.7 years. That was what the follow-up was. So they may have stayed on it much longer, as a number of people did. And in that 177, most of whom presented with chest pain, angina, and their cardiologist or cardiac surgeon recommending cardiac surgery, but instead came and visited Dr. Esselstyn, 177 stayed with the program for more than 3.5 years, and of that, only one had an event. That was a stroke in one of the 177. In the group that didn't stay with it, so 21 people didn't stay with it, 62% of them, or I think it was 12 of the 21, had an event. So this is really remarkable reversal. You get a do-over just like Clinton has. Now, Clinton, I understand, has modified his diet to include, since he got the reversal, he stayed strictly on the diet for about 3 years. Now he's modified it, I understand, to include grass-fed beef once a week. We don't like that, or Dr. Esselstyn doesn't like that. But in any case, he has modified it. But the remarkable thing about this is that most of the people were able to stay on it. We'll cover this in greater detail afterwards. We'll also cover stories like breast, prostate, and colon cancer, where family history tells you what you should do to protect yourself. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Health Radio, on RadioMD.com, rather, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news! Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike from You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike Roizen with your top medical news stories of the week. Plus, at the half hour, we have a great guest, the iRules, having the tech talk for big kids and little ones, learning to use the tech your child is engaged in, passwords, peers, and how to avoid being a creeper. Do you even know what a creeper is? I didn't till I read this. Cyberbullying, friends fails, maintaining manners, maintaining rules away from home, selfies, sex, porn, and tech. So there are a lot of this really very good information that we will learn from Janelle Burley Huffman at the half-hour point. And yes, those were dogs in the background. I'm at Lake Chautauqua, and I can't stop them, but the weather's so beautiful. When they see another dog walk by, they want to get in the mood for something. In any case, there are some wonderful stories this week and important stories on you getting a do-over. One of them comes from Swedish. A Swedish study of nearly 71,000 adopted people used data from both their natural and adoptive parents to find that family history is a great risk for developing breast, prostate, or colorectal cancer. So when you see the doctor, make sure they know your history of hereditary cancers, breast, colon, and prostate, even from adopted families should know this, because this tells you how seriously, how much, and when you have to start screening. So colon screening starts 10 years before a parent, a first-degree relative, that is your parents or your brothers, sisters, first-degree relatives, developed their cancer. The first sign of cancer, subtract 10 years, that's when screening should start for you. That's when you should start talking to your doctor. Should you be taking 2 baby aspirin a day to suppress those cancers? Should you be doing other things like having more coffee, if you can have it, to suppress those cancers? These are important things for us to do, but this is a study of 71,000 adopted people. You don't get a chance to see that type of data very often. So this is in Sweden. They linked all the adopted parents and the new parents, looked at characteristics, and found out how important their genes were. That comes up with a absolutely opposite study from a different point of view. That is, one of the do-overs is having a happy marriage. It tells that negative interactions, they just looked at in this study 281 middle-aged adults who were either married or living with a partner in a marital-like relationship, and they just looked for over 4 days. And those that had their interactions as positive had 8.5% less chance of getting cardiovascular disease in the next few years, as opposed to those who had a negative interaction, much higher rate of cardiovascular disease, up 15%. So it's not as important as exercise, which is 2.4 times. It's not as important as smoking or not smoking. It's not as important as food choices, but it clearly is very, very important. We're going to hear about another one. Bridget's going to join us in the second hour, so you should join us in the second hour. You can do it by going to your local station. If it doesn't carry the second hour, go by Tuesday. Go to RadioMD.com or sign us up for iHeartRadio app. Look for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. In the second hour, Bridget's going to talk about some other things that are very important to determining whether you have cardiac disease or not. And she's going to talk about salt in food, as well as another story. And Gary Ginsberg will also talk about another actually has 4 wonderful stories, but I'm going to talk about one on the environment that he wasn't going to talk about, and that is that the plastic in water, common amounts in water supply, as are now in your water supply of BPA and BPS, they aren't filtered regularly well enough by the normal filtering. We don't even measure them, if you will, on your annual water supply. By the way, June and July, this is the period where you get your toxicity in your local water supply. Save it, look at it. But it doesn't even measure BPA or BPS. What they did is they took turtles who had laid eggs, and they looked at the eggs, and believe it or not, temperature in the turtles, that the turtles' eggs are mature at, determine whether they become male or female. Cold is male, hot babes are female. So if the temperature of the water, and they put a drop of literally the water was either the tap water from The normal tap water or not, and those that had normal tap water in the United States, not distilled, etc., the males developed female genitalia and ovaries rather than testes, so it overcame the coldness of the water to cause a different sexual differentiation. What does this mean for you? Well, the way we get most of our BPA and BPS isn't through water, but is actually receipts. So don't take the fast food receipt, or don't take the receipts, you know, those thermal receipts that are printed at every counter, at every grocery store, etc. Don't take those, because rubbing them and then touching your food or touching your mouth with your hand gets you 1,000 times more BPA or BPS. BPS is the substitute for BPA than even the plastic bottles do or the plasticizers do. So those plastic receipts are dangerous. Wash your hands constantly between getting a receipt and before the first time you eat food, because or touch your mouth or touch your lips. Believe it or not, kids touch their face 60 times an hour. We do it about 13 times an hour, that is adults. So you do it when you don't even realize it and get too much BPA or BPS. Don't do that. But Gary's going to talk about pigs drive up pork prices, the pig disease, that's a pig virus, and creates environmental concerns. We're also going to talk about the Spokane ban certain pesticides to save beehives. Remember, we talked about bee hive, if you will. I don't know what it's called. I used to know what it was called, but it means that the beehive collapse. I think it's beehive collapse disease. And we've lost a lot of our bees. They're essential for a lot of pollination, such as walnuts and almonds. And those are important. In the last half hour also, Bridget's going to talk about less sleep, bad relationships, tied to brain shrinkage. That is, not sleeping enough is tied to brain shrinkage. Your brain actually, and especially your hippocampus, where memory is, decreases, and you have a cognitive decline. So you get to reverse this. I said I'd talk a little more about the Dr. Esselstyn study. 198 people, 177 of them stayed on the plant-based diet for more than 3.5 years. Only one in that period, as opposed to 62% who didn't stay on the diet and had the same conditions. And that's really true when you look at the data on people who present with coronary artery disease, that is needing a stent or needing a coronary artery bypass graft. Those who present have an awful high incidence of reuse of the medical system to require it again and again and again. So the key is, how do you prevent it? Well, the way Bill Clinton prevented it, he went on this diet just like the Esselstyn diet. At least that's what he said. He read the book and went on it. And it is, don't buy anything with a mother or face. Dr. Esselstyn's book is Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, easily obtained by Amazon. We'll have Dr. Essie, who works in our institute at the Cleveland Clinic, the Wellness Institute. You can get an appointment with him by calling the Wellness Institute. But in addition, you can get the book and learn it. When we come back, we're going to have one of the best books I've ever read on any subject, Jane Burley Hoffman's book, The Eye Rules, what every tech-healthy family needs to know about selfies, sexting, gaming, and growing up. You can send us questions, udocs@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on radiomd.com. You can find us anytime at radiomd.com or on iHeartRadio. Or, of course, on your local radio station. We hope that's where you're listening to us tonight. And we have a special for you. Janelle Burley Hoffman has written The Eye Rules. And whether you're a tech pro or a tech plebe, whether you have an itty-bitty baby and think you have plenty of time before any of this matters, or you're dealing with a high schooler well-versed in selfies, sexting, or whether you're just an adult and don't know anything about social media or the rules, this book is for you. It's a great book. And so I can tell you, I'm going to try and get Janelle Burley Hoffman on the Dr. Oz Show, because this is a book that every one of us should get. It should be number one for many months. The Eye Rules, What Every Tech Healthy Family Needs to Know. And I really believe this. This grew out of a contract that you did, Janelle, if I'm correct, with your son, when you gave him an iPhone on his 13th birthday, or at Christmas, just after his 13th birthday. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. He had been wanting a cell phone for a long time, and so with mindfulness and with assessing, you know, his maturity and our readiness to parent it and his readiness to have it, I created an 18-point contract for him to follow, outlining specifically how I wanted him to use the phone, and then also things I wanted him to remember about being a phone owner in terms of rules to live by.
And I'm going to read a couple of those. It is, number one is, it is my phone. I bought it. I pay for it. I'm loaning it to you. Aren't I the greatest? And number 18, you will mess up. I will take away your phone. We will sit down and talk about it. We will start all over again. You and I, we are always learning. I am on your team. We are in it together. And I think those express the greatness of and the importance, if you will, to parenting and setting rules, and also that you're there to help and love with the child. Those express it as best I could ever think of expressing the whole gist of the book.
Thank you.
I get these books a week in advance, and I get to read through them, and literally this one, I would lie if I said it's a quick read, because it isn't, because it's filled with so much information. It's only 200 and some pages, I think 220 or something, but it is absolutely wonderful. And you've got a lot of experience now. You did this and put it out on the HuffPost. Adriana Huffington tweeted about it the next day, and all of a sudden you have a new job. if I think that's right, and explaining as you go around to other places. I love the comments. Recently I interviewed a family that does not allow social networking accounts for their high school age daughters. They have smartphones and are able to text, but both parents agree that delaying joining the social networking site like Instagram and Twitter is best for the girls. And you said, when I asked the mother about her decision, she said, I'd just like to see and hear about so much trouble for the girls online. I don't feel like I'm punishing Katie. I feel like I'm preventing her from having the headaches. And that's kind of, there's great advice throughout this book. What's your favorite story? You must have some favorite stories, and then I'm going to come to some of mine.
Sure. I think when we talk about technology and we talk about families, we come back to a lot of these, it can be really overwhelming, and so we need to come back to a lot of these parenting strategies that we're using away from the screens. And so sometimes, I think one of the greatest examples in the book is a mom stops me at the grocery store and says, I'm so overwhelmed by this technology, and you know, she starts sharing her story with me. Her son, she didn't allow her high school age son to get a Twitter account. He went behind her back and did it, and she found out later, and she was really overwhelmed and frantic, saying, Janelle, I don't know how to keep up with this. I don't like it. I want to make it go away. And so I asked her this simple question of, is it really about Twitter, or is it really about sneaking and lying? And I saw her have this light bulb go off where, wait a second, it isn't really about the technology, it's about my high school son did something that I said not to do and snuck and then lied to me about it. And so we all know how to parent that, because that's age old. That's something generations of parents have been dealing with teenagers. And so when we kind of see through the fog of the technology, and certainly it's new, and certainly there's a learning curve, and certainly it's new for our children, and it's new for us to parent. We're trailblazing it. But if we boil it down to the most basic things that are happening, it doesn't feel so scary and huge. We feel like, oh, wait a second, we can handle this. We know what our family philosophies are on sneaking and lying. Okay, let me reset here and come back to that. So that's one of my favorite examples that just reassures families that they do know how to parent the technology.
Well, I can tell you, my son and wife are pediatricians, and so I'm going to buy extra copies of this book for them. But for all of you listening out there, we do have a book giveaway. So the best question I get, for in the next 5 minutes, we will give away a book on. One of the stories I love is on Jimmy's online behavior. And in case you don't remember this, this is the story about Jimmy, who was moody and cranky. And I was fearing as I was reading this, when I think of moody and cranky teenagers, I think of getting into drugs and drug abuse. But this wasn't that. Tell us what it was, if you remember, and if you don't, I'll tell the story, because I imagine it's tough to remember the names as triggers of the stories.
Well, Well, it's true. And since the book has come out, I'm flooded with stories. So is it the one where I'm thinking, you know, the family is thinking that something's going on and the behavior, I always say to families, behaviors are trying to tell us something. So if we're talking about a six-month-old, their crying behavior is telling us they might need food, they might need to be changed, they might need to go down for a nap, all of these things. If we're talking about a toddler's tantrum, what's going on for the toddler? So I always encourage families when I do consulting and speaking and coaching that even our teenager's behavior is trying to tell us something. So if we see a shift in behavior, a change in behavior, that we want to get curious, we want to start asking questions, we want to tune in to our kids in a way when they're behaving in a way that's not typical for that particular child. And so in this instance, that's exactly what happened. This mom had a sense that there was a lot happening, there was something going on, she couldn't quite figure it out, and all of a sudden she said, "Can I see your phone?" And her son said, "Look at all of it, I want you to see all of it." And so in that moment she went through and was able to see a lot of material that she didn't really like, conversations going between some kids that were kind of ganging up on her son, and all of a sudden it became very clear to her why her son had been acting out at home and just not himself, and he needed some parental guidance. He needed her to be present and to help him navigate some of the conversations that were becoming very isolating and very overwhelming online.
So that is one of my favorite stories, because mood, in other words, it shows that the basic parenting, that is watching out for mood changes, are very important. For physicians, when we hear mood changes, we think of, has he gotten hooked on drugs, or is someone hooking him on drugs? Has he changed? So I was dreading the worst as I read this, and I suppose it's just as bad to be the recipient of bullying and what would be a guy's trying to separate Jimmy and his girlfriend in a whole bunch of ways. And so it was a very interesting story. But the book is filled with these wonderful stories. When we come back, we're going to go to the other parts of this. What do you do when you do you allow them to listen to the phone at night? What's the role of a landline? Do we still have landlines in America? And should you still have a landline in your house? What time do you say no to the kids? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD with Janelle Burley Hoffman, H-O-F-M-A-N-N. The book is iRules, I-R-U-L-E-S, What Every Tech Healthy Family Needs to Know About Selfies, Sexting, Gaming, and Growing Up. There is a website also associated with it. We'll give you that name. It's Jane Burley, B-U-R-L-E-Y, Hoffman, H-O-F. MANN.com, and we'll repeat it when we come back. You can send us questions on You, the Owner's Manual radio show at You.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking, and I have a humdinger of a question that's going to win the award for this book, I Rules. And it's a great book, I Rules, by Janelle Burley Hoffman, H-O-F-M-A-N-N. It's out by RodaleBooks.com, Rodale, R-O-D-A-L-E, Books.com. And this should be a number one New York Times bestseller. No doubt it is so wonderful. But the question is great because I don't think it's probably been pitched to adults. And adults need I Rules too. And this is of a 60-plus-year-old person who is saying, I'm having an affair. I'm widowed, essentially, and I'm having an affair with a woman, and I don't want my kids to know about it, but I'm getting sexed, if you will. Sexting is going on between the couple, and he said, or she said, do I need to, I've told him to stop, he won't. Do I have to cut off the relationship? I don't want to do that. Or should I just get a different phone that is has different passwords and that I never show my kids and that has all these sexts on it?
Okay, so this is a really interesting question. Yes, this is really interesting because we have to think of the technology discussion as a discussion about health and wellness, that it really is up there with those how we feel as a whole person. And so if the person receiving the sex message, regardless of age, does not want to be receiving them and has asked for them to stop, then it's not stopping, it's the sending keeps happening, then that's a boundary being crossed. That's a relationship I would want to reassess, because just like we would want to teach our children and teach our teens that when we say no, when we say enough, when we say stop, that even adults have to follow these rules. And so there are certainly ways to have, you know, flirting and be playful and be sexual, high-functioning adults, but when something crosses a line to make us uncomfortable and our partner in the relationship can't hear that, then we need to reassess everything in that regard. And that would be my advice there. And also, I think if this was something that they wanted to keep up and share flirty texts or sexual texts and conversations over the phones and didn't want children or other people to see them, I mean, there's certainly ways we can password protect that and all of that. But I like to tell people to really use the technology in a way that if somebody did pick it up, that is accidental, we wouldn't be humiliated, we wouldn't be embarrassed, they wouldn't find out information we wouldn't want them to hear, and that we're using it in a way that feels good and that feels healthy and that we've said yes to the way we want to use it. So absolutely take a step back and say, do I even want to be receiving these messages? And if I don't, I need to make that very clear and maybe make it even a change in the relationship if that person can't hear me and can't respect that boundary. And then secondary, even if we agree to send flirty texts, how do I want to protect this and how do I want to integrate this in my life? Does it feel comfortable? Do I want to, you know, do I want to be doing it? And these are questions we ask ourselves. And then certainly if we're parents, we're teaching our kids to listen to themselves too.
Now, the other part of this, and there's another one about this, which is, do I get, and this is answered in the book, but this is another question, the runner-up, if you will, for the book, but this was the question about, do I insist on my kids giving me passwords, their passwords, and if I do, do they get my passwords in return? That's what they said, it should be equal. Is that true? And I know you come to this in the book, so what's the decision in the book?
Well, here's the interesting thing about passwords. Passwords, we're talking about privacy, we're talking about trust. It makes people very emotional to talk about passwords. So I think that we need to know ourselves and know our families and how we want to parent the passwords. I do not think that because we have our children's passwords that they need to know ours. I don't think it has to be that way. We are the leaders of our family. We're adults. We're probably paying the bills here. So I don't think it's necessary. But I really think it is a good idea to have a sense of where our kids are, what their usernames are, and what their passwords are. And we have to know our child as individuals, their tendencies. How closely do we want to monitor this? What are they risk takers, or do they not really pay that much attention to their phone? I mean, there's so much to consider here. But having the passwords, whether we look at our children, you know, whether we tech monitor or not, just having them is a good idea in case we need to access information, and in case something happens that we never anticipated and we go to the dialogue first and we can't get information from our kids, that we can be there as a default. And there are very simple ways we can do that. A simple solution is creating a password logbook in the home where the kids just keep track of it. It doesn't have to be this big, huge situation and a big fight and a big struggle. That kids know when they get an account somewhere, they write down their username or they write down where the account is and then they add the password with it, just so the parents can guide the children. I think that's the key here, is that we want to be the tech guides for our kids, just like we want to teach them how to drive. So we'll send them to driver's ed and we'll do driving practice hours with them. We want to be the ones leading our kids here.
Well, the book has so many wonderful parts in it. I almost don't know where to go, but one of them, if you will, is the concept of slow tech parenting. So what do you mean by slow tech parenting? And tell us a little more about how you came to that conclusion.
Certainly. So the slow tech parenting is this idea that we can use the technology in balance in our lives, whether we're parenting or whether we're individuals, professionals, however this applies, we call it the slow tech lifestyle or philosophy, that when we use the technology mindfully, deliberately, when we use it with purpose, we use it for its highest good. And it's with intention, just like if we think about the slow food movement, right? Taking our time, knowing where our food comes from. So it's this idea that we're bringing a heightened level of awareness to our tech use. And so with that, we can have it in our lives. We can integrate it into our days. Certainly we can live what I call a tech positive life, where we might share music with our kids or be able to FaceTime with family across the country. And those are really great aspects of it that none of us would agree to go away, personally or professionally. There's a lot of wonderful things about the technology, but there are a lot of things where it sucks up our time or it invades our sleep, and we want to set boundaries around that, and that's where the slow tech philosophy and lifestyle come into play. And so there are lots of strategies to begin this, whether it's a few hours of device-free family time or doing device-free dinners, having a house rule like that where even the adults put their phones away, the iPads go away, and if it's 20 minutes, everybody sits down device-free and checks in. That's an example of the slow tech lifestyle. So it's bringing deliberate tech use and not just going to it as a default or every time we're bored or using it not with integrity.
Janelle, can I have you?
Sure.
I've got to interrupt because we have a hard stop. But can I have you stay around for, say, 3 or 4 minutes in the next hour? It starts at six after. We have the news first. People who only get this hour on their home phone can always, on their home station, can always listen to it at radiomd.com in the archives. But can you stay around for a few minutes after the hour?
Sure.
Great. We're talking to Janelle Burley Hoffman, H-O-F-M-A-N-N, the Irish.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.